Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Organizing for Social Change Midwest Academy Manual for Activists is a practical handbook for people working in community, labor, faith-based, environmental, racial justice, and other social change campaigns. Associated with the Midwest Academy and written by Kimberly Bobo with Jackie Kendall and Steve Max. The book is best understood as a training manual rather than a theory-driven academic text. Its purpose is to help activists move from concern to disciplined action by showing how to define issues, build leadership, choose tactics, and sustain campaigns over time. The book is especially known for translating organizing into repeatable steps that can be applied across different causes and local contexts. In that sense, it serves both as an instructional guide for beginners and as a reference for experienced organizers who need a structured framework for planning and evaluation. Its reputation rests on being concrete, strategic, and usable in real organizing settings. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a step-by-step framework for turning issues into campaigns. The book's central value is its organizing framework, which helps readers move from identifying a problem to building a campaign capable of winning change. Rather than treating activism as a loose collection of actions, it emphasizes deliberate planning, clarifying the issue, defining a specific goal, understanding who has power, and deciding how to influence that power. This approach matters because many campaigns fail when they begin with urgency but lack structure. The manual offers a way to convert broad concern into a sequence of choices that can be tested and revised. That makes it useful across sectors, whether the goal is workplace improvement, housing justice, environmental protection, or policy advocacy. The underlying logic is that effective organizing is not only about having the right cause, but about organizing people, time, and tactics in a coordinated way. The book is therefore less interested in inspirational rhetoric than in the mechanics of planning. Its durability comes from this emphasis on process, which gives activists a repeatable method rather than a one-time set of suggestions. Secondly, the strategy chart as a tool for disciplined planning. One of the book's best-known contributions is its use of the strategy chart, a practical planning tool that encourages organizers to think systematically about goals, constituencies, opponents, allies, tactics, and timing. This matters because organizing often becomes reactive, with groups choosing tactics before they have fully analyzed the political landscape. The strategy chart pushes readers to ask not just what they want, but how power is distributed and where pressure can be applied effectively. By forcing clarity about decision makers, targets, and available resources, it helps campaigns avoid vague or symbolic activity that does not advance concrete outcomes. The chart also makes strategy visible to a team, which supports collective discussion and accountability. Instead of leaving organizing decisions to intuition alone, it creates a common language for planning. That is one reason the book remains widely used in training settings. It treats strategy as something that can be taught, reviewed, and adjusted. In practice, the chart helps link analysis to action, making the campaign plan more realistic and more adaptable to changing conditions. Thirdly, leadership development and the role of grassroots participation. A major theme in the manual is that durable social change depends on developing leadership from within the affected community rather than relying only on outside experts. This reflects a core organizing principle: people closest to the problem often have the strongest stake in solving it and the most credibility in mobilizing others. The book therefore treats leadership development as a practical necessity, not an optional value. It encourages organizers to build teams, identify potential leaders, delegate responsibility, and create opportunities for people to learn through action. This is important because campaigns become stronger when they can expand beyond a small core of staff or volunteers. Grassroots participation also helps organizations stay rooted in real community needs instead of drifting toward public relations or institutional habits. The manual's approach suggests that organizing is partly about building people's capacity to lead, speak publicly, negotiate, and recruit others. In that sense, the book is not just about winning specific campaigns. It is also about building the human infrastructure that makes future campaigns possible. That combination of immediate action and long-term leadership growth is one of its defining features. Fourthly, coalitions, communications, and tactical pressure in public campaigns. The book gives substantial attention to the practical dimensions of running campaigns, including coalition building, media work, and the careful selection of tactics. These elements matter because most social change efforts require cooperation across organizations and visibility beyond the immediate membership. The manual treats coalitions as tools for increasing reach, legitimacy, and pressure, while also implying that coalition work requires discipline and shared goals to avoid fragmentation. It also recognizes that communications are not secondary to organizing. Messaging, media outreach, and public framing help shape how an issue is understood by decision makers and by the broader public. At the same time, the book does not present tactics as interchangeable. It emphasizes choosing actions that fit the target, the moment, and the campaign's level of power. This is a more strategic view than simply escalating conflict for its own sake. Effective pressure depends on matching tactics to specific opportunities. By linking coalitions, communications, and tactics, the manual shows how public campaigns combine relationship building with leverage. That integrated perspective is a key reason it is used as a working guide rather than just a conceptual overview. Lastly, a broad but time-bound manual for justice-oriented organizing. The manual is written for a wide range of progressive causes, including social, racial, environmental, economic, labor, and faith-based organizing. That breadth is one of its strengths because it offers principles that can travel across different issue areas. At the same time, the book is grounded in the organizing realities of a specific era and mainly reflects U.S. campaign conditions, which means readers often need to adapt its examples and assumptions to local contexts. This does not reduce its usefulness, but it does shape how it should be read. The book works best as a practical handbook with durable methods rather than as a final statement on all forms of organizing. Its enduring appeal comes from the fact that the core problems it addresses remain common: how to build power, set strategy, recruit leaders, and sustain action. What changes is the context in which those tasks occur. The manual therefore stands out because it offers an adaptable organizing toolkit. Readers gain not only a general philosophy of collective action, but also a structured method that can be revised for contemporary struggles and different communities. In conclusion, this book is best suited for grassroots organizers, community leaders, union activists, nonprofit staff, students of social movements, and anyone who needs a practical introduction to campaign planning. Its main value is that it does not stop at describing why organizing matters. It shows how organizers can structure work, analyze power, build leadership, and choose tactics with intention. Readers who want an immediately usable framework will benefit most, especially those working on local campaigns or building volunteer-based efforts. Compared with many books in the organizing field, it stands out for its procedural clarity. It is less theoretical than academic treatments and more systematic than inspirational activism guides. The strategy chart, emphasis on leadership development, and attention to coalition work make it especially useful as a training text. It remains relevant because the core discipline of organizing still depends on the same fundamentals: clear goals, real power analysis, and disciplined collective action. For readers seeking a manual they can return to while planning actual campaigns, it offers a durable and structured reference. If you would like to support Kimberly Bobo, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.